The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
We got some breaking news.
Oh, okay.
Texans, according to Adam Schefter, have signed Jay Proch to a three-year, 5.775 extension. $2.7 million guaranteed per source.
Wow. I think we were all kind of in the, you don't even need this guy boat, right?
You don't.
I just love your reaction to this.
Wow, man.
They announced three extensions today. Proch, Fedorowicz, Hopkins. Meanwhile, what's up with Dwayne Brown?
Yeah.
They're still not taking care of that dude. And let me tell you something. Dwayne Brown's more important to the offense than any of those three guys that just got paid today.
Maybe not Hopkins, but I mean, considering where they are.
You know what, though? The offensive line's just as muddled as the wide receivers. I don't know.
How many points did they score in that third preseason game when they're supposed to be doing their...
It seemed like a small number.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number
three.
713-780. ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed the first 2 hours, a lot of storm stuff, little throne stuff, and some sports, all available at podcastarena.com. And 409 said it's at $8 a gallon in Dallas.
Oh, I told you. It's going crazy in Dallas.
Yeah. Man, there is something in this studio that I'm allergic to.
Uh-oh.
Because this happened. You weren't here yesterday, but right around 5:30, 5:45, I started having coughing fits. And then as soon as I left last night, I was fine. I've been great all day. I felt great when I came in here. And then, man, right about 6, I feel like absolute split.
The only person that I think that sits there is Raheel, because Barry sits where AJ sits, and I think Joel and Salisbury sits there too.
No, but I have my own microphone cover, so I don't think it's. I think there's something in the room. I don't know if we got mold in here, or you know, somebody left something in Bangy the Sex Bear that's
poison.
Yeah, but
are you allergic to anything?
No, not really. Wives, that's about it. I don't know what the deal is. Like, my eyes are all watering now and stuff. It's not cool. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Hey, Astros acquired Cameron Maben from the Angels.
Yeah, Angels acquired Justin Upton from the Tigers and said, you know what? We don't need Cameron Maben anymore.
I didn't even know he was still in the league.
Yeah, he's still hanging around. But here's the deal. Unless Cameron Maben can give me 7 innings.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, hitting still not there. I mean, they're going to get everybody healthy here pretty quickly on the hitting end. I mean, looks like Correa is going to be back Saturday.
Well, it's not like Maben could play shortstop anyway. I mean,
right. He's going to be a pinch hitter and an outfielder.
Yeah.
A pinch runner,
maybe.
Maybe.
But it's something. It's still not a starter and still not Justin Verlander, who, I mean, I guess he's banged up, but I guess today's the deadline, right? If they don't trade for him by today, he's not eligible for the postseason with him anyway. So seems like the Astros content. They're rolling with what they got.
Well,
that was sort of their MO at the trade deadline. They're sticking with that. And
well, in my trying to get caught up thing today, there were some reports that they were still talking to the Tigers, but at this stage, I'd be shocked.
I would be too.
832 asks, what about that Baratheon son that's with John now? Could he be a wrinkle that we're missing? Gendry, I think he's going to wind up marrying Sansa.
Really?
Yeah. He's like the last Baratheon.
I think he marries Arya instead.
Arya's not getting married. Arya's not getting married. Lesbian for sure.
Yeah. Oh, no kidding. No,
but they
sure.
had a little thing when a couple seasons ago.
Yeah, but that's not how she leans. Arya's probably going to marry Brienne.
Yeah.
Would be my guess.
Yeah, it's going to break Tormund's heart. Although yeah. Tormund may be dead for all we know. He was getting...
He's got to be dead, right?
Yeah, he and... Well, that's the thing. Now, if he's dead, that's probably...
I mean, that's the same level as Littlefinger, in my opinion. He's a B-minus player.
It's a more interesting character.
Yeah.
But Longhorn Dimitri says, could it be rat poop? I bet that's what it is. Those damn rats came in here and pooped.
You ate rat poop?
No, but it's in here and it got in the air.
How come your rat poop isn't affecting me?
Well, because you're immune to it.
I think you're just getting older and your health is declining.
I don't think that's it. I mean, it could be. I don't know.
Says every old man who doesn't want to admit that his health is declining.
I'm working hard to try to fend that off. All right. I'm doing pretty well lately for a change.
I know, but...
But it may be too late. I guess I got one foot in the grave, AJ.
You just might.
Got to keep that other one out of there. I hope it's a left foot because my right leg's a lot stronger. That'll keep me on the other side.
You lost your right foot to the diabetes.
Oh, man. 713-780-ESPN if you guys want
to
get in.
Next segment, we'll talk to Kim Coates.
Yeah.
You'll talk to Kim Coates. Yeah. I didn't get invited in on that.
Well, it was you were busy helping people this morning.
Oh.
So it's something we had set up. I was very excited about, and we had to do some technical stuff with it to make it work, but he was terrific. And, I mean, you and I may be the only people excited about this, but I – freaking loved the interview. I thought we had a great conversation. He had a lot of cool stuff to say. If you're a fan of Sons of Anarchy, which we were, you'll enjoy it. If you're a fan of Goon, which I am, you'll enjoy it. And it was pretty cool because like I said, he and I had a conversation off air about stuff and, you know, him, where he grew up and the fact that my wife's from up there and he was just so concerned about everybody down here. And genuinely, he wasn't just one of those guys paying lip service.
I mean, not fake news.
No, because he was asking about each and every one of us. He was asking why you weren't there. And, you know, it was just really cool. I had such a nice conversation with the guy that, you know, a lot of these guys could be real a-holes. This guy's not one of them, man.
That's awesome.
He's just a good dude and really... really cares about everything that's going on down here. So that we'll do that next segment. I hope people enjoy it. And if not, oh well. 713-780-ESPN is your number. I guess the Astros are back Saturday, huh?
Yeah.
Doubleheader. First in Minute Maid history.
Astros got a win today.
Did they?
Yep. Avoid the sweep against the now much-hated Texas Rangers,
which,
by the way, I still say that story is so blown out of proportion.
Yeah, it is. People need something to be pissed off
and
about.
Honestly, the Astros, if they wanted to make things easiest on their team, they could have just played those games in Arlington.
Yeah.
That's what they probably should have
done. Just play it
as
a home team. What's the big deal?
You still would have got the money from it, and you'd be playing in front of probably a sellout, more than likely. I mean, at least because then there's people who want to go see that team.
Right. And there are probably some people stranded in Dallas that would have gone.
Would have appreciated it. So, I, if you're really that worried about having the advantage or whatever at this point, and people are saying, well, Cleveland and Boston are catching them. Well,
who cares?
The Astros have the best road record in the league. If home field advantage is your priority, that's a little bit
odd. All you need
to
worry about is not having to play a wild card game.
Yeah. You're going to win the division. I mean, make things simple on yourself. Make things simple on your team. I thought it was it's a really overblown. And I understand, were the Rangers Richards about it? I almost said it, John. I don't know why. Like, sometimes I just feel like that word is okay.
You could say dicks.
I could say the Rangers were dicks about it?
Yeah, as long as you're not referring to the actual human part.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah,
Fred uses it all the time. Yeah, calls people dick weeds.
Okay. Well, the Rangers were the Rangers dicks? Yes. Could they have handled it better? Sure. But could the Astros have also said, okay, well, you guys don't want to switch? Let's just play the series. Let's play all six games here in Arlington. I mean, they've got an 11-game lead on the division. I mean, make things simple. Keep the team closer to their
With all the – and listen, as emotional as it's been for everybody here, and Jong being out of the city can speak to this better than we can. about how hard it is to be watching all this and not and checking on your family. I mean, those guys have the same distractions we do. They're all humans.
Yep.
And let's add another trip to Florida out of it.
Right.
I mean, what the hell? I mean, just work out something. And, I mean, John, it had to be pretty hard for you.
Oh, yeah. We were watching the TV 24-7. After, I mean, we're...
Of course, you had weed cookies.
No, we didn't. No, but we watched the McGregor fight, McGregor-Mayweather fight, and then... all Sunday morning, we'd turn the news on to the Weather Channel or CNN, wherever we could find actually updates on, because we couldn't get any of the local stuff, so we had to watch the national stuff. Do you guys want the numbers for Hopkins? It just came out.
I'd like to hear that.
5 years, $81 million, 49 guaranteed.
Ooh.
Per Adam Schefter.
Wow. Good for him.
Wow. I'll go on record as saying I wouldn't have given him that kind of money after last year.
I wouldn't either.
But that could turn into a Matt Schaub deal real fast. If he doesn't come out and play like he did 2 years ago, that's a bad deal.
Man, that's big dough. Mm. That is big, big dough. But, you know, and John was saying, what do we always say? You know, he's the next guy in line. I feel that way about quarterbacks. If you've got a franchise quarterback, because we talk about that all the time.
Yeah.
You know, there's less franchise quarterbacks in this league than there are football teams.
Right.
You know, there's plenty of good receivers running around there. I think he should have got paid. What's his...
It's like $20 million a year, right?
I think that's what... I mean, is that right?
What, the $81
million? 5 years.
Oh, it's 5 years, $81. Oh, okay.
It's about 49 guaranteed.
Yeah. So it's...
16-ish?
Yeah. Okay, that's better, but still... still seems high to me.
That's more than Julio Jones makes. That's more than AJ Green makes. Well, that's more than Antonio Brown makes. I think that's more than every receiver in the league makes per year, except for Dez Bryant.
That's too much, then.
I'm with you.
Can't pay that guy more than Antonio Brown.
He's a good receiver.
Julio Jones.
I think he's a probably just outside the top 10 receiver in the league.
Well, if he plays like he did 2 years ago, he's top 10.
He is top 10.
If he plays like he did last year, he's not top 25.
That's why I say just outside the top 10. If you balance those 2 years out,
yeah,
that's kind of what I think he is. I don't think he's as crappy as he was last year, but I don't think he's a top 5 receiver in the league either. But he's paid like it now. But you know what? So is Tavon Austin, and Austin sucks.
Yeah.
They're from the same draft class, and Tavon Austin got $15 million a year. I guess why shouldn't Hopkins?
But right. All right, well, when we come back, we'll talk to Kim Coates, and hopefully you guys will enjoy it.
We've got to tell you one more time about DraftKings, DraftKings.com. They're giving away big-time dough for this week one of fantasy football. We've all been waiting for it, and DraftKings one-week fantasy football is the best way to get close to the game that we all love. They're hosting a $100,000 contest. It's totally free to enter, and if you draft the perfect lineup, you can win $1 billion. There's so many ways to play with DraftKings. You can play in a big public contest and win some big cash, or a private contest with just a couple of your buddies. DraftKings has beginner and casual contests, so you can play against people of your similar skill level, and you get to draft a new team every week without any commitment. Go to DraftKings.com now. Use the promo code Houston to play in DraftKings' free week one contest with $100,000 in total prizes. And if you draft the perfect lineup, you can win $1 billion. That's promo code Houston to play for your shot to win $1 billion in week one. The contest is totally free to enter. You got no reason not to play. DraftKings, the game inside the game. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. So insecure.
My name is Bob Lee, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Very excited about our next guest. He's been in so many great things. Sons of Anarchy is Tig. Goon 2, which is coming out. All the way back to Last Boy Scout. Just one of my favorite actors. Very happy to welcome to the show, especially under everything we're going, for him to take the time to join us today. Kim Coates. Kim, welcome to the show.
Listen, Fred, first of all, thanks. You're my new agent. I'm going to pay you 10% for those things that you said. But I just want to say that, really, I'm so sorry and devastated and thinking of everybody, of all you guys there, with what you're going through. And my heart goes out to all of you. And, you know, I just hope that it's going to be okay in the end, right? I mean, geez, I mean, you're tough people down there. But anyway, thinking of all of you and that's it, really, truly.
Well, and thank you for that, Kim. But the reality is, as horrible as it is, we're also seeing the best in people. I mean, so many people are donating their time and going out and rescuing people on their own. And at times like this, I think we find that, you know, the good in people. And that's what I think we're trying to focus on, is just how much the community has stood up for each other and how we've stuck together through this.
And that speaks to the community, right? I mean, it really does. You can't ever imagine or feel what you guys have been feeling with Mother Nature right now. And it does show a side of humanity. And, boy, America needs that right now. I try not to get too political on my Twitter feed and stuff. It's really hard these days. But I mean it. I'm thinking of all of you. And my heart goes out to everybody who's lost their home and everything else. So thanks for doing this interview under all these trying times, for sure.
Well, thanks for that, Kim. Well, before we get to Goon 2, I want to talk to you about a show that we all loved here. AJ, myself, John, watched for several years, Sons of Anarchy. What was it like doing that show, especially doing one for that long?
Yeah, it was pretty crazy, Fred. And I know you just said your wife's a big fan and she's from Saskatchewan like me. That's pretty amazing. When I said yes to playing Tig, I'm so glad I did, because I really wasn't looking for a regular on a television series, a starring part on a television. I wanted to do my arcs like I did on Entourage and Prison Break and Seaside Miami, Without a Trace, and all my big movies and my little movies. But when that came around and, you know, it had to do with writing and a motorcycle club and Hamlet and all the Shakespeare I've done in my past, it was a no-brainer to say yes. And I was really lucky, and they were really lucky to have me. And those 7 years flew by, and we all got along. And even the women had the biggest balls. I mean, every talented actress on that show was so tough, and the parts were so well-written, which women need more and more all the time. And all us guys just flying around, and no one fought. And I was called safety first on set, Fred, because I refused, because I was me and Mark Boone Jr., who played Bobby of the Leeds, were the only two people who could ride before that show started, and everyone else had to learn. And, you know, I stopped the shots constantly with, no, Tommy, why are you dragging your feet? What do you mean they're slippery in the bottom? Well, stop the bike, get some Coca-Cola, scrape them. Don't scrape them while we're riding. You know, like, there was stuff that I can't even begin to tell you stories of how someone didn't really hurt themselves is a very lucky happenstance moment for that 7 years in that big-ass show. I'll never forget playing Tig, though. I never will.
Well, the thing that really stood out to me is just what an amazing cast with Ron Perlman and Theo Rossi, and I mean, and just on down the line, such an amazing collection of actors.
And look at those faces, right?
Yeah.
I mean, Fred, the faces on us were just like crazy faces, but real. And gnarly. I mean, Charlie was beautiful, but, you know, he's a movie star now, and he should be so talented. But really, truly, with just the faces just slayed me every time I saw them on the big screen or the little screen. It was pretty great to watch.
I want to take you back to the first movie that I saw you in, where you just played such a delightful bad guy in The Last Boy Scout. What was that like with Bruce Willis and people like that, and was that your big start?
Well, it was my first Hollywood film. And the late Tony Scott, who left us too young, I'll never forget what he said to me, and Bruce Willis meeting a movie star for the first time, a true movie star, and actually accidentally punched Damon Wayans in the face in a scene. My foot slipped, talking about, you know, slippery shoes. My foot completely slipped and hit him right in the sunglasses, and I thought, you know, I was going to get fired on the spot, and of course I didn't, and Damon was all right. And, I learned so much about myself and big films. It was phenomenal to watch. And I remember when I was in Toronto when it opened, and of course they wanted me to be there for the premiere in L.A., but I was in Toronto filming, and so they said, well, would you go to a theater in Toronto? And then I have the Friday night opening. I said, sure, I will. So I'm in this theater. It's packed. it was in the fall, early winter, that thing when it opened, and I remember it was packed, and this guy gets up to the front and he goes, okay, ladies and gentlemen, we got one of the supporting part actors, Canadian actor Kim Coates. No one knew who I was. I mean, barely, kind of, but not really. And so they said, yeah, we got him here, and come on down, Kim. So I go down to the front, and everyone's like, yeah, and I go, hey, listen, if you love Bruce Willis, you're going to love this movie. And if you don't love Bruce Willis, you're still going to love this movie because I kicked the crap out of him. And everyone started laughing and screaming. And then when I came on the big screen, they're all looking at me. It was a moment I'll never forget as a young actor, man. But yeah, that started the whole thing. That started the whole thing for me down in Hollywood, that Lost Boy Scout. Pretty proud of that film.
Okay, let's get to Goon 2, but first let's go back to the first movie. How did you get involved with that? And when Jay Baruchel was doing the second one, was it an absolute no-brainer for you to take on the second one as well?
That's why you're my new agent. Yeah, no, it was a no-brainer. I was too old to be a hockey player in the movie, so they gave me the head coach, Ronnie Hortense, and I said yes right away. They didn't even have to pay me, even though they did. Being from Saskatchewan, I'm pretty proud of hockey, period, and it's my favorite sport, so that's that. And we start rehearsing, and then we started filming. When Sons of Anarchy was over filming, we went right to Winnipeg and started filming for 2 months at night, minus 35, freezing. Pretty proud of the first one, very funny, won some awards. Jay Baruchel and I both got nominated for the Canadian Oscars called the CSA Awards up there in Canada, and we both lost. So too bad, but that's all right. It did really well, and it's really funny. It's really dark. It's really funny. Sean William Scott is so dry, sense of humor, and what we ended up doing was just so different and Slapshot-esque, they say, which is pretty crazy to mention Slapshot in the same sentence as Goon. But then we waited for a couple of years. We thought, are we doing another one? Michael Dowse, I mean, who directed the first one, we were told we were going to. And then Michael had to back away because he had so many projects going on. So Jay took the helm and directed it himself, and he wrote the second one himself. And you'll see it if you haven't already. It opens September 1st, and that's why I'm talking to you now, doing all this press. I'm so proud of the second one, and it just does not suck. It is so funny, and it's so good, and it takes place a couple years later. The NHL's on strike now. We all come back. All the knuckleheads are back. And I can't wait for America to see it.
Is it true that Sean William Scott couldn't skate at all during the first movie?
He was pathetic. He was absolutely pathetic. I wish he was here right now. I'd put him in a headlock. I'd rub the top of his head with my fist. He was pathetic. But he was so perfect for Doug Glatt, right? I mean, there's no one that could have done what he did. He was that silky smooth, funny, unbelievable. First one, really bad skating. Like, his double had to do a lot of skating. Bad. Second one, he did it. He got it. He started to practice. Skating's not easy. You can't just pick it up and think over a weekend you'll be able to skate. No, it's not. It doesn't work that way. So he really got at it for the second one, and it really shows on the screen. He did such a great job skating in the second one.
Well, you being Canadian, I think you just assume that everybody can skate and grew up skating. It doesn't work that way for us. What was it like working with Liv Schreiber?
He's the best. He's super tough. He's super straightforward. He's super honest. He demands, you know, the same level of commitment that he puts into it. He's like me, busiest guys in Hollywood. We don't stop. So he was a bit beat up physically, training for a huge boxing movie when he arrived. But he never complained. He just did his work, and we only had him for a week. So all his stuff, we had to film in a week. So he was working his butt off the whole time. We didn't get a chance to hang out as much in the second one as we did in the first one, but we're both big fans of each other, and we couldn't have done it without him. And, yeah, he's great. He's just super committed, and he's just a brilliant actor.
As a Canadian, it had to be fun to work with some of the former NHL players, guys you saw growing up. What was that like for you?
That's just such a great question, bro. I have to say, Fred, that you – only when you, I don't even care what sport it is. It can be football, basketball, soccer. But when you get a chance to meet some of your iconic players who played in the NHL and certainly played as enforcers like Bunny Leroy, and you meet them and you're on skates with them and they're massive. I remember Probert meeting him, being such a Red Wing fan like I am. big guys, and none of them liked to fight. None of them. But that's how they had to make their living. And their hands are busted, and knuckles are broken, and a lot of them drink too much sometimes. You know, they get through the pain. But that's what they had to do to survive in the NHL. And it's a dying breed. And to meet them, they're such nice guys. Like, they're just really sweet, sweet guys. And I'll never forget it. I'll never forget being on the ice. Even as the coach, I got to put my skates on all the time and skate around and hear the stories. And that was the love that came from Jay in writing this, and his love for the Enforcer and the Goon and the Dying Breed that was watching it was once in the NHL. And to be a part of that, it's a pretty iconic thing for me and all the other actors that were involved.
Was it hard for those guys to fake fight rather than real fight?
No, they thought it was a giggle. They just thought it was a total giggle. They just, you know, camera's going to be here, you'll punch here, and then they'd look at the monitor, and they just big smiles on their faces because they really wouldn't have to hit anybody. They're really not going to break their hands. It was all make-believe. That's what film is when it comes to those violent things or those crazy things or someone getting, you know, shot. It's all make-believe. But how do you make it look real is in the filming and the direction. And Jay did a pretty, pretty good job of that. And Paul Cerosi, our DP, did such an amazing job with the camera angles. And when you see it, you won't believe how they're really not hitting each other. It's just so fast and well shot. And it's super funny. And that's why we shot the second one.
All right, that was Kim Coates. And Kim, thank you so much for your kind words, and we appreciate your time, and hopefully we gave people a little bit of a break from everything, and hopefully we'll talk again down the road.
My absolute pleasure, and again, my heart goes out to everybody down there, and I'm thinking of all of you. Thanks for having me.
All right, thanks for being on. Goon opens September 1st, which is tomorrow. I cannot believe it's almost September. Goon 2, check it out. We'll be right back. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
All right, guys, if you've ever thought about doing it all over and working with computers, it's not too late. You don't need a math or computer background to start an IT career. It's not rocket science, guys. It's My Computer Career. See if an IT career is right for you. Go to mycomputercareer.edu. Take a free career evaluation today. My Computer Career can get you trained for the high-demand field of IT, and you'll start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 3 to 4 months. You meet up either on campus or live online just twice a week, and that's going to get you everything you need to start your new career. It's more than just a school. My Computer Career helps you get into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill for my fellow vets. Classes start up soon. Go take the free career evaluation now. MyComputerCareer.edu. That's MyComputerCareer.edu.
ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. I might have been the only person in the city that enjoyed that interview, but I had fun with it. So
it was good.
He's a good dude, man. I really did enjoy. I said, one of the things you try to do as an interviewer is find something you have in common that you can, you know, make a connection with them. And we had a chance to talk before the interview, and just talking about my wife being from Saskatchewan, not too far from where he was, and about how much I loved hockey and all this stuff. And we just had a great little conversation. I think it really helped. I mean, I thought he was good. So, you know, I have fun with stuff like that. And I still miss Sons of Anarchy when it was good.
Yeah.
I was going to ask him if he was disappointed in the ending of it. And I said, nah, I don't want to throw water on the thing. But what I didn't realize is how he's been a Shakespearean actor most of his life. He does plays and things like that, and, you know, live stage stuff, but that's pretty much what he was known for.
Yeah,
more so than Last Boy Scout, which I loved his character in that. See, I like that. I like that movie because I thought it was fun, but man, might not be for everybody. 713-780 ESPN. If you want to get in. Oh, you know what I didn't do, John? I got a Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
The Gym of the Day. It's the Gym of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gym of the Day.
Well, we get a lot of stories about couples getting arrested for having sex in public places. Well, in South Carolina, a couple was arrested Sunday for indecent exposure after they were spotted having sex in the middle of a golf course fairway. And it was 7:25 p.m., so people were still on the course, where a witness reported that a man and woman were having intercourse on hole number 8. When a patrolman arrived, he spotted a male with no shorts and a female that appeared to only have a bra on. The woman, the officer reported, was on her back, and the male was lying down with his head between her legs, doing that. The complaining witness told police that he first spotted individuals laying down on the fairway. He thought someone was possibly having a medical issue. Golf course, yeah, a lot of old people. You could see that, right?
Yeah.
Those concerns were allayed when the man used a pair of binoculars and saw the male with his head between the female's leg. Two other witnesses who were on the tee box at hole number 8 said they observed what they thought was a deer laying down on the fairway. However, upon closer inspection, they realized it was two people having doggy-style intercourse.
Mm.
You imagine, these got to be old people, right? Because if you got binoculars on the golf course, you're probably old, right?
Yeah.
Hey, Ethel, what does that look like, a deer to you?
Yeah.
Oh, dear, no.
So, yeah, a couple teenagers, they were arrested. You're supposed to wait till buddy's off the course.
Yeah.
I'm kind of okay with golf intercourse.
Yeah.
And Caddyshack, they did it. But wait till buddy's off the course. You're going to give old people a heart attack. That was your Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
The Gym of the Day. It's the Gym of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gym of the Day. All right, guys. Got to tell you about dirt-free carpet cleaning. A lot of you are stomping through the mud, stomping through the water. Your floors are probably in rough shape. Good time to call Dirt-Free Carpet Cleaning. They've still got that summer special going where they'll clean one room free and give you a $100 free speed dry with any purchase. That's a free room with a speed dry with any purchase over $120. The free room can be carpet or tile. You don't want to miss out on this. The other guys, they leave behind too much water, soapy residue, unhealthy chemicals that trap dirt and allergens that can make your family sick. Not dirt-free. They're chemical-free. They've been doing this for over 30 years, cleaning upholstery, floors, even your air ducts. Give them a call right now, 281-DIRT-FREE. Tell them you heard it right here on ESPN 97.5, and they'll do that one room free with any purchase and throw in a free speed dry. 281-DIRT-FREE, 281-347-8373 for dirt-free carpet. Wait for them to ask you who you know.
ESPN 97.5.
Hello there. I'm the luckiest guy in the world. I've got 22 houses, 3 golf courses, and 4 boats big enough to be houses. Government's shut down if I forget to pay my taxes.
Hey, we're broke.
My 2 cents are worth millions. My checkbook is the most wished-for item on Amazon.
I want it!
When I tip at restaurants, the waitstaff retires.
Yeah!
But how did I do it all? That's my little secret.
Carrier service, here's your big fat check from mybookie.ag.
I'm kind of doing a thing here.
Stop pretending it's a secret. Anyone can win on mybookie.ag. With 50% cash bonuses, great odds, and fast payouts, mybookie.ag is a no-brainer.
Listen, kid, how much will it cost for you to be quiet?
How much you got?
Try your luck today at mybookie.ag and use promo code radio.
Are you ready for something epic? Houston.sportsmap.com is launching soon.
You've had my curiosity. Now you have my attention.
It's for you casual sports fans out there who love to be active and find fun new things to do around Houston. Sign up today. Sugarland Skeeter's Monday games are perfect for parents and kids with dollar dogs and discounted margaritas. Plus, it's Military Mondays, so fans with military ID get in free. Get out to Consolation Field this season for some good old family fun. Get your tickets at SugarlandSkeeters.com.
Hey guys, AJ Hoffman from The Blitz, and let's face it, shopping for electricity rates can be as dreadful as a visit from your in-laws, but Tri-Eagle Energy is making it easy for you. Signing up is simple and fast, plus there's no hidden fees and no interruption in service. Take advantage of their new low 12-month rate locked in at 8.1 cents when you use our promo code ESPN. When you get home, compare this offer to your last bill. Switch now. Call them at 877-93-EAGLE or visit TriEagleEnergy.com. That's TriEagleEnergy.com, promo code ESPN, PUCT license number 10064.
This fall, parents across America will be sending children off to college. This is a bittersweet time. I know. I'm one of those parents.
Attorney, CPA, Joe Cordell.
On the one hand, we're happy and proud. On the other, we're sad and a little nervous. It's important that our kids have the independence they need to grow and mature, but it's also important that we stay in the loop. We want to have access to school, health, and other information. Did you know that we're not entitled to that information under the law? At 18, our kids are adults with all the privacy protections of an adult. But there's good news. There's a solution. We can draft a set of documents for your son or daughter's signature that will assure you the access you need. By the way, if you're a divorced dad, we'll provide these documents at no charge. We know some of you are already struggling to stay informed. You especially need these.
Contact Cordell & Cordell, the partner men can count on. Online at CordellCordell.com. Offices in Houston, The Woodlands, St. Louis, and by appointment only in League City. The content of this ad does not constitute legal advice.
All right, guys, telling you one more time about DraftKings.com. We've all been waiting for it. It's finally almost here. And the best way to get close to the game we all love is with DraftKings, 1 week fantasy football. DraftKings is hosting a $100,000 contest in week one. It's totally free to enter. And if you draft the perfect lineup, you can win $1 billion. It's unreal. With DraftKings, there are many ways to play. You choose between the big public contest where you can make some big-time money or a private contest. You just want to compete against a group of your friends. They've got beginner and casual contests, so no matter what your skill level, they've got something for you, and you get to draft a new team every week with no long-term commitment to any players. Go to DraftKings.com now, use the promo code Houston, and play in DraftKings' free Week 1 contest with $100,000 in total prizes. And if you draft the perfect lineup, you can win $1 billion. That's promo code Houston to play for your shot to win $1 billion Week 1. The contest is totally free to enter. Why not give it a try? DraftKings, the game inside the game. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. One more segment to go. And 713-780-ESPN if you want to get in. Been an interesting show today. Lamont says, I really hope you boys make it home before curfew or I'll be forced to report you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it kind of sucked because...
What time's curfew?
Midnight.
Oh, okay.
So most of the places that I go are like one closed at 9 because I got to give people time to get home. So then we went to our neighborhood place and they closed at 10. So that's kind of unfortunate because a lot of people are just kind of don't really have anywhere to go and like to go sit in the bar and drink.
Yep.
But, yeah, there are parts of the city where you need it. So I don't think you can just say, okay, well, this part of town's fine. But it doesn't bother me too much. It keeps me from getting in too much trouble because I'm not going to stay out till 2.
Yeah.
Just go home and drink till 2. Yeah, it was. It's still weird, man. I mean, we tried to do a little normalcy last night. We went to Coach's, which is one of our watering holes, and saw my friends and talked to them about. They all pretty much survived the storm, except for one guy whose car got flooded. But and it was fun. You know, it was just weird trying to be normal though, because all my usual drinking buddies and good people, and it was great seeing them. But I just felt weird. I still do. I feel weird about trying to do a normal thing right now. And I guess I need to get over that because, you know, we got to get back to being where we can, at least. We need to get
somewhat
back to
normal.
Yeah, and hopefully we can do that with the shows. And that's pretty cool. For the Win just tweeted out Dak Prescott and Dallas Cowboys answered phone calls to raise money for Harvey relief. So maybe all you Cowboy haters can stow it for a little while. I'm guessing you don't have a Hoffman on Hollywood.
No. I honestly didn't even think about that. I'm sorry.
That's all right. No, I wasn't expecting it, but just in case you had one.
I'll have one next week, though.
Yeah?
For sure. Yeah. We'll be that part will be back to normalcy. I did have a story, though, from the New York Post.
Yeah?
The headline, "The era of the jumbo breast implant is over."
No.
Mega boobs.
Say it ain't so.
Mega boobs are going away. Many of the women getting boob jobs today are choosing a perky B or a small C cup like Taylor Swift over the long-desired Ds of the Kardashian clan. A couple quotes. "I didn't want my breasts to get too much attention, so I felt like a B cup was just enough." Somebody said, "I sent a dozen screenshots of Gigi Hadid, who's about a 34C, as a Tata template. Her breasts are cute, not too big or too overwhelming, but she's still got something. A lot of people bumping their A's up to B's, full B's, or small C's instead of the D's or double D's that we've seen over the last two decades. I don't know how to take this. I don't know if I should be happy." But apparently, like, women realize that their clothes fit better. They don't have to spend as much money on bras because they can wear bralettes, which are
I'm sure their backs don't hurt as much.
Yeah, listen, this is a thing. But the downside is less massive boobs.
As so, an admirer of the art form of the boob,
yeah,
I prefer larger.
I do too,
but yeah,
not too large.
No, I mean, D is more than enough.
Yeah. Like,
I mean, I think a good size C, I'm really happy with. Now, depends on the rest of your proportions.
Right.
Because if you're, say Rebecca Lobo and you're getting this, you better get more than D's because you're 6'5".
Okay.
But if you're like a 5'7" girl, I don't think you need D's.
Yeah, it is a little bit awkward when we see that, but... Listen, I guess whatever makes women happy with themselves. That's my new outlook.
Yeah.
Because I'm not a sexist pig. Really? I want women to be happy with their own bodies. They shouldn't be doing things to fix their bodies to please me. It should be to make themselves happy.
Well,
and if they want to have medium-sized boobs instead of massive porno boobs, okay.
Yeah.
I'm good for them. I think all women are beautiful no matter what the shape or size of their breasts. Even though the president says it's very difficult to be a 10 if you're flat-chested.
Well, I kind of agree with him.
I think that a C cup or even a full B, I wouldn't consider that flat-chested. So maybe you can still be a 10. We'll have to ask him, though. Someone tweet him at that.
Yeah. I think it comes down to proportion. What's your body proportion?
Yeah.
You know, how tall are you? How thick are you? You're right. Well, whatever they want to do, just from my, as an admirer of the breast, I prefer large.
Okay.
Not necessarily extra large, but faceful large.
Okay.
That's just my opinion. So I'm looking at the TV and I see that the Rangers and Astros are about to play again. I'm pretty sure you can move on this game as if it's already been played.
Yeah.
Because the Astros won. So, oh well. Been an interesting couple of days. We'll be back tomorrow. I assume we'll have RJ tomorrow, Jong. Is that?
I assume so, too.
Cool.
I haven't heard otherwise.
Yeah, but Jong's been high in Colorado for the last week.
Yeah, I mean, man. He didn't even get here until 3:30.
Yeah, man. I thought I was supposed to be at work next Tuesday, man.
Hey, look, man. That's my house floating down there. Hey, that's Teresa on bro. Top of that house. Not cool, man.
What's up with all this water, bro?
It's like, hey, man, is that AJ out there in that deep water?
I'm going to totally fill my bong water with Harvey.
Oh, man. You know.
This is a Harvey hit. Oh, man.
Guys, like, what?
This is, like, crazy.
It's like, aren't you glad we came here instead of staying with our families, man? How boring would that be?
Yeah, imagine if we had to, like, you know, like, help other people who didn't have weed.
You know, I might do that if I could get off this couch, man.
All right, you want to squeeze in one more call?
All right.
Let's do it. Gilbert, go.
Hello?
Yep. Yo.
Yo.
What's up?
Hello?
Yeah, go, man. Hey. It's time.
It's time, yeah. Look, man, I don't understand how James Harden is one of the richest NBA players, yet he only donated $100,000, and he's yet to show up to Texas to come and help out. It just bothers me that nobody's really picking on Harden.
Listen, man, $100,000 is $100,000, and I'm not gonna tell anybody how to spend their money. You know, I think if every athlete in town gave $100,000, every professional athlete,
we'd be really good.
We'd be in pretty good shape. So, yeah.
But listen, man, I'm not gonna rip on people for what they like. I saw it was stupid that the Texans only pledged $1 million. It's like that. There's no
it's
way.
$1 million.
Yeah, I mean $1 million. Just because Les Alexander put up $10 million, it's not. I mean, that's just dumb to compare those things. In fact, I mean, I think we should praise these guys for whatever they do. And you know, yeah, maybe you want him to be here helping people at the shelter and stuff, but if that's not his thing, that's not his thing. The guy offered money. I don't know. Again, I think we're focusing on the wrong things. If that's what we're concerned about, we're not looking at what we should be looking at, which is people are helping. And let's not get into the who's helping and who's not helping thing.
Who's helping enough or who's not. Listen, man, anybody who's helping in any way, would it be nice to see James Harden down here, you know, cleaning up some houses and stuff? Sure. I think any athlete like that, especially the athletes that are currently in the off season,
yeah, or just walking through the George R. and talking to people.
That's a good call too. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean that would mean a lot. But
everybody does things in their own way, man.
No, and it's not like he's just saying, "Well, look, $100,000's $100,000." Let's find other things to focus on. There's more important things to worry about. And you may be worried about getting a new mattress. Well, there's all this price gouging and crap going on. That's not going to happen to you, Texas Mattress Makers, man. They already had the Labor Day sale going. And how about this? You're already saving 50% off of what you pay in a store. So you want to go get a really good quality mattress. And now you can take 25% off the already low factory direct prices on the entire showroom. And I got to tell you, man, these are quality beds. AJ has one. I have two. I mean, they're going to put you on a mattress that's right for you, that helps you sleep better, and you're going to save a bunch of money. And they know everything about these mattresses because they make them right there in the factory. And I promise you, Yuval and the gang are going to take care of you. And they know that you've been through a lot of stuff. So the last thing they're going to do is jack the price way up on you. So get 25% off factory direct prices only at Texas Mattress Makers. They're the best sleep at the best price guarantee. They're also some of the best people that we have in this city. Visit them today, TexasMattressMakers.com or at 4619 Navigation. They're at the corner of Lockwood and Navigation off I-10 East. Make sure you tell them you're a blitzer, and they're going to get you a great bed at a great price, and that's one less thing you're going to have to worry about. That's Texas Mattress Makers, TexasMattressMakers.com.
Look what you made me do. Look what you just made me do. Look what you just made me do. Look what you made me do. Look what you made me do. Look what you just made me do. Look what you just made me do. I don't like your kingdom, Katie. They once belonged to me. You asked me for a place.
ESPN 97.5.